Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of our Christmas sweets recipes brings me to one of my favorite things, which is lemon scones. And I promise you, my scone recipe is one of the best. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need is 2 cups of flour. And with those 2 cups of flour, this is all going to go in to my food processor. If you don't have a food processor, you can do this the old-fashioned way, which would be actually cutting it by hand with a pastry cutter if you have one. If not, you can use a whisk, but you're going to have to whisk really, really fast to fully incorporate all these ingredients. And it's not a bad thing. I've done it like that before, but I've also learned over the years, you know what, there's certain equipment I need to have to make my life a lot easier. So what we're going to do is we're going to take 2 cups of flour. We're going to add in 1 tablespoon of baking powder. We're going to add in a quarter tablespoon of kosher salt. You can actually add either a T or a lowercase T or an uppercase T. Remember, uppercase T is always a tablespoon. Lowercase is always a teaspoon. And this is one where it's different because some people like a little bit of salt in their scones. Personally, I think it needs to be in there, but who am I to judge? I just want to make something great for everybody. So what we have going into our food processor is 2 cups of flour, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 1/4 tablespoon of kosher salt, 1 cup of sugar. And we're also going to add to that 1/4 cup of butter that's been chilled. So we want to take our butter, get 1/4 cup of it. And usually on your butter, it'll have on there when you have 1/4 cup, when you have 1/2 cup. Most butters have a little ruler on the foil, which is very important. We always want to just make sure that we have that. So make sure that whenever you're doing this recipe that you have this precise amount. Because with baking, you really can't play around with it. You have to have a specific way that you do things. But this is the best way I found to do these scones. And what we're going to do is we're going to add in, once we add the butter in, we're going to go ahead and we're going to blend all that together. We're going to pulse it. Once it gets pulsed up nicely, I'm going to add in 1 cup of cranberries. I'm going to add in 1 zested lemon. And I'm going to also add in 3/4 cup of cream and 1 egg. We're going to mix that all together, put that in the fridge for 10 minutes, bring it out. I'm going to knead this out just a little bit, and I'm going to go ahead and flatten it out into a square. Once it's a square, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to cut triangles out of that. I'm going to go ahead and butter the top with a little bit of extra butter, and we're going to put a little bit of sugar, put that in the oven, 375 degrees for 15 minutes, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.